ויום דף ננחס המדבייס Before we start the Gemara, let us just refresh our memory and let us see Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says as follows, and daf Nunhei Amud Beis, Keitzad Mishalemes Masha Hizika, how do we pay Masha Hizika? Shomin Beisa Ba'isa Sodem Kama Hoise Yofe De Kama Hi Yofe. Zot Rashi, Shomin Beisa Ba'isa Sode, Ein Shomin Esa Aruga Levado. So Rashi is telling us that the Behema ate an Aruga, a patch, in a Beisa. So we will not be Mishaya how much this patch is worth. Bnei Shemafsid Mazik, the Mazik will lose from such a Shume. She Shomin Oisa Bechol Shavya. We are evaluating the hezek for the complete value. You figure out how much this patch is worth. The Rachmana Omar Ubiel Bisdeyacher V'Darshine B'Gemore Shesh Melamed Sheshamen Oisay Al Gav Soda Acheres. That the Shuma is how much the other soda became worthless through that this patch was eaten up. Elo shomin beisa ba'isa sode. We are shom a beisa ba'isa sode. And let us just say, a beisa is, according to Rashi, a bayis, a mokim shezoirin boi asa of zroin. Not it grew a saw of tvua there, nor a place which is nun ame al nun ame. That's a mokim shezoi lizroya boi a saw of Zroi, which is much larger. So we have a base saw, Ba'isa Soda. Kama Ha'isa Yofa, so we take this Shetach of a base saw, Nunama by Nunama. How much was it worth, Kaidem Shenechlo Mimeno Ha'aruga Hazais? How much was this whole area worth before this Aruga was eaten? Vikame Hi Yofa Asho. And how much is it worth now that we have a chelik of this beiso was eaten and aruge? The hashte, now that this is the reifen hashume, le'mishalem kulo domeo, you will not pay the full value of the hezek. The misha le'keach beiso k'shehi b'tvuoso. If a person is purchasing a beiso and it's full of tvue, so he will not be mizalzul. This is the whole shetach. He was zereya, a saw of zroim then, and now it's full of tvuim. He will not give so much of a cheap price. Bishvil hefse daruga achas kim dava muet. So dava muet. So memele. That is the oifen hashumet. So when we look at the Mishnah, so the Mishnah says, Shomin means we're Shom a Beisa, how much the Beisa was worth with the Aruge and without the Aruge. Kama Oisa Yofa Vekama Hi Yofa. Now, let us see our Gemara and Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Zogt der Gemara, Heichi Shaiminan, it's around 15 lines from the top. Heichi Shaiminan, Omar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, So B'Shishim Soim. Let us see what Rashi says. Heichi Shaiminan, Lebeis So Demasnisen. Now, Rashi is saying, let's explain, that the Mishnah only explained how you're shom the hezek, the aruge. You're not shom the aruge according to its value mitzadatma. You're shom how much a beisa is worth less if it's missing this aruge. So the Mishnah was speaking about how you shom the aruge. Zogt Rashi, heichi shamina le beis odem asnisen. How are you shom the beis saw of our Mishnah? Saw besamachsoim. We'll see soon why dear, well, what's the problem, why you shom, how you shom the beis saw. You take a beis saw, what's the problem? Hai beis saw diktoni bemasnisen. That it says, the Beisah that the Mishnah speaks about, the Bishvil Aruga Achas Shomim Beisah, Lav Beisah Ba'anfei Navshei Shamino. This is not a Beisah that would be sold by itself. Why not? The Makrishin Leila Mazik. Because if you're going to make a Cheshbon, how much a beisah is sold for with an aruge and without an aruge, the mazik is going to lose. He's going to pay a stiff price. Why? Lefi shebeisah nimkeres biyoika. A person purchases or sells a beisah, it is sold for an expensive price. Why do you sell a beisah for an expensive price? Lefi shemuetu, because it's a small shetach of karke, ve'enei motzi limocha, who wants to go, he has a big field, he'll sell a base saw of his field, he'll sell it to someone else, which is a very small shetach of karke, ve'enei motzi limocha, people don't sell base saws, they sell larger areas of karke. Who purchases a base saw? Ve'oni shen yodei maseges, Anoni, who cannot afford lidmei karka gedoyli, can't afford to buy a larger karka, koina oisoi biyoiser midomo. So since this is not an ideal karka to sell, just to cut off a small piece of karka and sell it, so if Anoni wants to buy it, he pays for it. He pays a more expensive price. Koina oisoi biyoiser midomo. So Memele, we have now a base saw which is overpriced. That means the base saw is we're selling the base saw for a very expensive price. The karachas aruge, now you have an expensive base saw, and now you'll start cheshbening how much this is worth. With the aruga, without the aruga, shel kavoy kabayim, choshev loy lefi domov. So this is, you're gonna have an expensive price for this karachas, for that what it's missing the aruga, according to the price of the saw. That means a base saw sold alone, you have a stiff price on it when you sell it. People don't buy base saws. And if you want to buy a base saw, I'll charge you for it. So Memela was starting off with an exuberant price. So Memela, and now you're going to figure out but how much it would be worth less if it's missing an aruge, so Lamaisa the Mazik is going to lose. Elashamin shishim soy. Now, if you want to know the true value of a beso, an area that's nunal nuname, so you take a large shetach of 60 so. Kamishavim. How much would a person, now if you sell a shetach of shishim soyim, that's a normal mekach. There you're selling a choshev, a piece of real estate. So then, the royin, now, if 60 saw cost X amount of money, which is the true price of, that is a normal price, but then you divide this 60 saw by 60, and then you find out how much a saw cost. The royin kamadome magim lebeisa. So this is a true evaluation of a saw. Fine. So now I know the real price. Now I know the real price of a beis saw. And now I can figure out how much the beis sa became worth less, that the aruga was eaten up. The roye kam and domi magim le beisa, the chayzlam vishame kamo nivchesu domov bishvil kolchas arugezu. Period. The imtayma, so this first a shume, how much shishim sa, or the price of shishim sa, then we figure out how much a saw is worth, and then we figure out how much the saw was nifchas with the if it's missing an aruge. V'imtayim alama husker beiso. So if you have to cheshbin with shishim saw to begin with, so why does the Mishnah speak about the beiso? So Rashi says shimha yushomim mitchila aruge b'shishim soim. If you would cheshbin how much the shishim saw were worth with the aruge and without the aruge, kama hoyu yofim v'kama hein yofim, hoyu mishalim klum, then you wouldn't pay a penny. Shein korachas aruge ktana nikeres b'shishim soim. If you have such a big shetach and you have an aruge which was very small, so this will not make a pras in the mekach of the shishim saw, avo bebeisa nikares. But you have to have a true evaluation of how much a beisa is worth. So you figure out the value of a beisa after you figure out the value of shishim saw. So from Rashi we see there are two shumas in the Mishnah. There's a shuma, how much a beiso is worth, and there's a shuma, how much the beiso was nifchas, ayidei achilas aruge. We'll see Taisus and Neska Kasha and Rashi, where did Rashi see these two shumas in the Mishnah? That's one of Taisus Kashas and Rashi. But the Lashon of Rashi, how are you shum the beis? So of the Mishnah. So the Pnei Yeshua says, because Rashi had a Merdike Kashem. Rashi had a Kashem. Let's go back to the Loshna Mishnah. Keitzad Mishalemes Mashe Hiziko. Shomin Beis So. No, Shomin Beis So. Now let's skip the word Boisa So. Let's skip that. Kama Oisa Yofa Vakama Hiyofa. Now, Shomin Beiso Kama Isa Yofa Vakama Yofa is beautiful. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. We are Shom, how much is the Beiso worth with the Aruga and without the Aruga? What's the Ba'isa Sodi? You have two extra words over here. Shomin Beiso Ba'isa Sodi. What's the Ba'isa Sodi? So this is another Shuma. This is a Shuma to evaluate the Beiso. Shomin Beiso. You can't sell a beisa alone. A beisa alone, that's, if you're selling a beisa alone, so it's an exuberant price. Shomim beisa sode, you cheshbin how much a beisa is worth, and then after you got the shuma of how much the true value of a beisa, then you shuts up the pchas aruge kam oisa yofa v'kam yofa. So that's what Neishufa emphasizes. That's where it's more, and see the Lashon of Rashi. The Mishnah's merum is that there's a shuma of the base saw the masnisa. Rabbi Yanai says, tarkav b'shishim tarkavin. Now, just to know Teichwerter, there are shisha kabin in a saw. And tarkav means three kabin. So that means, which is a half a saw. So Rabbi Yanai said, tarkav b'shishim tarkabin, which means, if you have a shetach of 30 saw, how much one saw is worth. But the Gemara is saying in the Loshon, if you have 60 half saw, how much a half a saw is worth. Tarkav b'shishim tarkabin. But it means the one saw in 30, in from 30 kabin. Takav b'shishim takabin, zok Rashi, shloishim soin shomin. When you want to evaluate how much a beis saw is worth, you don't take a shetach of 60 saw and then figure out how much one saw is worth, one beis saw is worth. You take a shetach of 30 saw, and then you find out how much a beisa is worth. V'loy shishim. Now, what's the cheshbon? Dimkain mafsedes leila nizik. Because if not, you'll be mafsed the nizik. She'ein koinin mitzuyim l'shishim soy. You cannot find a koine to purchase shishim soim, a shetach of shishim beiso, lefishim erubim hein la'odam beinini, because it's too much for an odam beinini, it's too large a shetach for an odam beinini, umu'otin hein lemushpe benachosim. And a person who is very wealthy would like to purchase a tremendous shetach, this is too small. So Mamela, so Rashi is saying as follows. If you have a shetach of 60 saw, value is dependent on demand. No one will buy a 60 saw shetach. For a Beinani, it's too much. He doesn't need so much. For an Osher, it's too little. So there's no demand for such a shetach. So if someone sells such a shetach, he has to give a cheaper price. So if you're going to cheshben a value of a base saw according if a shetach of shishim saw was sold, so you're cheshbening with a cheap price because there's no demand of such a mecca. So a base saw is worth 1/60th of that. So the nizik is going to lose. You just gave a very cheap evaluation of a base saw. Shetach of 30 saw, that's already oivel asoiche. Another beinani will buy a shetach of 30 saw. So you buy a shetach of 30 saw, so memela, that is a normal market value. And now you figure out how much 1/30th of this is. This is a beisa. So memela, then you have a true evaluation of a beisa. That's how you cheshbon. So according to Rabbi Yanai, let's just hold cheshbon. According to Rabbi Yanai, this shume is a taive for the nizik. That's what Rabbi Yanai is chaylik on Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. According to Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, you come with a price of a cheaper price for a beisa, so everything becomes worth less, so the nizik gets less. And according to Rabbi Yanai, I have a more accurate price for a beisa, so the nizik gains from this shuma, according to Rashi. Chizkiya Omar kelach b'shishim klochem. Kelach besamach klochem, masha ochlo besamach shiurim kamoisoi. Now, Chizki is coming to tell us this whole shume that it said in the Mishnah that we have here an eid and a ruge, and now we cheshben how much the beisa is worth with the ruge, without the ruge. So we have a cheshbon and a ruge from a beisa. Chizki holds there's no such cheshbon. Whatever the behema ate, we make a shetach of 60 times of that amount, and we cheshbon out this shetach, how much was it worth if this aruge would be kayim, how much is it worth when the aruge is missing. And that's how we make the shumet. Now, before we go further, so that's very nice, but how do you learn pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Shomin beisa ba'isei sode. So what happened over here? According to the previous Yosi ben Chanina, Rabbi Yanai, so forget, we shomin how much the beisa was worth less with the aruga, without the aruga. Then there was another shuma to figure out the true value of a beisa. But according to him, you're not shum with a beisa. You're shum. You whatever was eaten up, you put it into an area 60 times. This is be 1/60th of that area, and you shots up that area, so how does a Beisa come in? So according to Chizkiyah, the Maram Shiv says, according to Rashi, it means that Eda Beisa. According to Chizkiyah, there's another Taich in the Mishnah. According to the previous Amoraim, Shomin Aruge in a area of a Beisa, which is Nun Amo al Nun Amo. According to Chizkiyah, Beisa Mustama means that eight Asa of Tvua, Eda soft food, and shomin beisa ba'isa soda. What's a ba'isa soda? You take 60 times as much. So beisa means that's how much eda soft food, and you make it ba'isa soda means 60 times as much. And there's only one shume according to Chizkiyah. The shume is you take you this is 1/60th of a shetach of 60 times, and that's how you make the chesh. So that's the Svar of Chizkiyah. Meisvei, Ochlo Kav Oikabayim. We learned the Behema ate a Kav, one Kav, or two Kavim. Ein Oimrim Tishalim Demeyan. We don't say it should pay for one Kav or two Kavim of, it should pay for one Kav or two Kavim, how much that is worth. El Rayin Oisoi Kiilu hi Arugetan Ktana Umisharin Oiso. So the Gemara says, My La Bifnei Atzmo Loi Bishishim. So let's explain Oisim Veinik how the Gemara understood what the Kasha was and what the Teretz was. Ochlo Kav Oikabayim. A Behema ate a Kav or two Kabin. And so kav oikabayim, this is the amount of tvua that it ate. It ate a kav of tvua, two kabin of tvua. This is speaking about the amount of peiris that were, the amount of peiris of tvua that was eaten. Ein oimre, we do not say tishalim demeyim. So you go to a grocery store and you find out what the price is, what the market price is of a kav oikabayim, which is mamish, the exact value of the hezek, if you would be shown how much the peiris and the cholim are worth. Elo royin oisa ki ilo hi aruga ktana. You look ki ilo, it was an aruga ktana. So the Rabbeinu Peretz says something very interesting. That means this behemoth and the behemoth ate, it didn't eat all in one patch. It had a little bit over here, a little bit over here. And altogether, it ate a kav of tour. It ate a kav of tour. But it ate Ryan Oisei Kilo Yaruga Ktan. So we say the amount that the Behema had eaten, we imagine like it wasn't a Ruga Ktan. That means, so if it ate, let's say, a kav of tour, we imagine Kiilu, we had a patch that a kav of tour grew on this patch. And we mishayel, how much was this patch worth with the tvua? How much was this patch worth without the tvua? That means as follows. We are imagining ki'ilu, we are selling a patch of karka with tvua. So the karka also comes into the cheshbon over here. We're not just selling tvua alone. Let's think about a grocery store that's selling tvua. We're selling a karka with tvua. So that means even though without a tvua, this karka doesn't have, isn't so valuable, but it's a karka. For next year, you'll be able to plant tvua. So there's a potential. Doesn't have now any tvua on it. That is the shomin agav soda. That's what the Baraisa says. You just take the amount of tvua that was eaten, and you imagine keilo, this grew on one patch. And then we go and we say we are Mishayah, how much this patch was worth with the tvua on it, without the tvua on it. So what does it say in this Baraisa? Not like anyone. L'chere, this Baraisa is not like anyone. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanin and according to Rabbi Yanai, we said a different thing. You take an area of a Beisa, which is Nunama or Nunama, and then we figure out how much the Beisa was worth less. But that's already a big taiva for the Mazik. Not the way the Braisa says. The Braisa says, you just take the area which was eaten, and you imagine, kilo, this karka would have been sold with the tour, without the tour, which the difference is this, I mean, the masik will pay, will have to pay much more. So it's not like Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, it's not like Rabbi Anai, and it's not like Cheskia. So the Baraisa is not like anyone. So the Gemara says, my love with Nayatzma, loy b'shishim. No, you're learning wrong pshat, and it's going according to Cheskia. Okay, we only found for Cheskia. That Royin Oiso Kiilu he aruge ktano of 60 times as much, or Misharin Oiso. So you make an aruge 60 times as much. Loi Beshishim. So this Parais al Kaponim goes according to Cheskia. So Trashi. You don't say to Shalom the Mayim. And you figure out the value of the peiris which were eaten up. My love, bifnei atzmoi, the kosher lekulu, you figure out how much the aruge with the karka shetachta was worth, with the peiris on it, without the peiris on it. Loi b'shishim. Ulechol chad k'deislai. So from Rashi it would seem that could also go according to Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina and Rabbi Anai. From the Lashon of Rashi, it would seem that the Baraisa means that there are two Shumas. Yom Mishayir, they aruge with a Beiso, and Yom Mishayir the Beiso with Shishim L'chol Mar Kedei Islay. Fine. Tana Rabbonon, Ein Shomin Kav, Mipnei, now the Lashon of the Baraisa is very difficult, Ein Shomin Kav, Mibnei shemashbichoi, v'loi beisku, mibnei shepoitmoi. So it's very unclear what he's saying. My comma, Omar Rav Popa Hochi comma, ein shomin kav b'shishim kabim, you do not shatz up a kav b'shishim kabim, mibnei shemashbiach mazik. You will not shatz up a kav b'shishim kabim, V'loi kur b'shishim kurim, mibnei shepoigim mazik. Now, let us see what Rashi says over here. Ein shomin kav b'shishim kabim, im ochlo kav, ein shomim b'shishim kabim, mibnei shemashbiach mazik. Now, shishim kabim is 10 sor. The 6 kabin in a sol. Ein lehem echa. Now this also is a shetach that there's no market value for this. Mibnei shemerubim, there's no demand for such a shetach. Mibnei shemerubim hein laoni. It's too much for an oni. Umaotim lebeinini. It's too little for a beinini. Vachoshkein laoshe. An osha zicher won't buy such a shetach. Ba'oid she'en karachas kav nikeres b'shishim kabim. A kav b'shishim kabim, since you have 60 times, or there's as much kabim, so memele, the karachas is not niker. So if you'll make a cheshbin, that a kav b'shishim kabim, so the masik is going to gain. This shume is a too great a taiva for the masik. V'loi kur b'shishim kurim. Ochlo kur tvue. Ein shomin oiso b'shishim kurim. Imnei shepoige masik. Lefi, now it means if you have a shetach of 60 base kur, this is a tremendous shetach. The fisha adam hameshupe benachasim, a person who has an abundance of nachasim, is very wealthy. V'toav likna is karka gdoila, and he wants to purchase a tremendous karka. Kaina isa kshuhumaitza, so if he finds, so it's very rare to find that someone should possess such a big karka and be willing to sell it. So if he finds on the market someone that's willing to sell such a big shetach of shishim kurim, so he'll give, whatever he asks for, he'll give. It's a metziyah, shumoitza, b'harbe yaisa midomer. So if you cheshbin a shetach of shishim kurim, so already we're speaking about something with an exuberant price. V'oit karachas kul, g'doy lehim oit. That means if you're going to cheshbin how much a shetach of 60 kurim becomes worth less when a kur was eaten, it's a big amount that was, it's a large amount that was eaten, and the shishim kur atake, there's a big difference in price how much the shishim kur were worth with this kur, without the kur. So we have over here, we have first of all a very expensive shetach. The karachas is very big, so then the mazik will be paying a lot. Ela kol sa shomin b'shishim. So that means we make a cheshbin of a sa b'shishim. That means we make a cheshbin like this. If there would be a field of shishim soim, and one saw was eaten, shishim soim is a shetach that's sold for market value. The how much it's worth without the saw, it's not such a big chesaron. And then, using these guidelines of a saw b'shishim, then whatever the behemah ate, we'll figure it out with this ratio. That means we know how much shishim saw is worth less if a saw was eaten. So now if a calf was eaten, so now this is a sixth of that, so we'll take a sixth of that number. So we know that this, if a kul was eaten, so we'll multiply. There's 30 saw in there's 30 saw in a kul. But al kaponim, the ratio is a saw for shishim soim. So who is this akasha? It's akasha on everyone, including Chizkiya. Because Chizkiya said, everything you go with shishim. Whatever the behemah ate, you go with shishim. So memele, it ate a kelach, it made shishim klochim, it made a saw, shishim soim. Whatever it ate, and the b'ai says klo, not like that. There's no such thing, whatever. There's one ratio of a saw b'shishim saw. That's the ratio. So it's like the others at Tzichanat, it's not like Chesky either. Yeah. Maskiv lo rafuna b'manoyach, the way you're learning pshat, that Faker the Bryce is telling us the ratio is a saw b'shishim. Not a kab b'shishim kabim, not a kur b'shishim kurim, no a saw b'shishim saw. So maskiv lo rafuna b'manoyach, hay v'loi beis kur, v'loi kur mi bo'ilei. That means the loshen of the beraisa is not medugdik. Just like he started off by saying, ain't shomin kav hanechal b'shishim kabim, he should have said, it says, v'loi beis kur. Not v'loi beis kur, which is it said, v'loi kur. Just like he said, ain't shomin kav, v'loi kur. The way you're saying pshat. The beis is not consistent with the reisha. The reisha didn't say beis kav, he said kav. So the sefer should have said v'loi kur. The way you're learning pshat. So the b'raisa namaduk, v'loi beis kur, v'loi kur mi boile. Ela Omar Rafuna Bamanoyach Mishmei de Rabacha Berei de Rabike Ochiton. You're learning wrong pshat in the Bereise. Ein shomin kav bifnei atzmoi mibnei shemashbiach nizik. You're not shom a kav bifnei atzmoi. because then the nizik is you're paying full price for a kav. V'loy kav bebeisku, you're not shom a kav bebeisku. Neishapoygim nizik, a kav in a beisku is, so the nizik is going to lose. This is a very small amount. Elo b'shishim, whatever the behemah ate, you're shom b'shishim. So mamela, it's like chizkiyah. So according to the Teretz, he says, Avuna ba manoich mishmeid rabach bar yedabike said fakert, the way you're saying, Pshad, you said it's not like any of them, and the shum is so, so the loshen of the baraisa is shver, it shouldn't have said base coach, it said cool. So fakert, the baraisa is punk fakert. The baraisa means you're not shom akav b'fnei atzmoy, you're not shom akav b'base coach, Yeshama Kav Veshishim Kabin, which is Cheskiya. Let us see Rashi. V'leikumi boilei, k'diktoni in Shomin Kav, v'leiktoni Beis Kav. Kav bebeisku, ein kolcho seiniris, ku shloishim so. So this is Shitas Rashi. Now let us see Toisvis. Shomin beiso ba'isis oda, perish pekuntres, she'im ochlo aruga achas, Shomin oisa agav beisa, kama oisa yofa koidim sha'ochla mimeno, v'kama yofa achshav. So the shuma is, how much a beisa was nechsal to the achilas harugin. The kosher l'ri, if the shuma is, how much the beisa was worth, the abeisa koi, avlameima, first adig the kasha, kama hoya yofa, v'kama hu yofa. The Loshen Zocha. A Beisa is a Loshen Zocha. So Memela, why did it say Kama Hoysa Yofa? The Tana of the Mishneh Nudigduk. So Memela, so what's that? If we're talking about, we're being Mishaya, how much the bias, the Beisa, the area of a Beisa, how much it was worth with the Ruge, without the Ruge. So a bias is a Loshen Zocha. V'oit. The kaboy bigmore, heichi shamina. The gemore asks, how are you, Sham? What's the problem? Alay pirsha yofe mishnoseinu. The Mishnah says, yesham the aruge. How much a beiso was worth with and without aruge? Shesham in aruge be beiso. So what's heichi shamina? Uma she perish akuntres bigmore, heichi shaminon. The beisa bam peinav sheiloi shamini. Don't chat up how much a beisa would be sold alone as a beisa. The makrishin leila mazik, the karachas aruge shel kave kabayim chshuva lefidomov. This is, I mean, the price you pay for a beisa, so you take a karachas, you're gonna lose money. Elishomen samachsoin. V'royin kame domim magim lebeisa. Then you figure out how much a beisa is worth. Where do you see these two shumas? The bikra like siv ela besoda achas shomin mashezik agav soda acheres. The posik only speaks about yosham the hezik agav soda acher, and that's what Rashi says. Yosham the hezik with a beisa. But where do you see there's another shume? There's a shume that Yeshom a beisa legabe shishim so. Where does this say in the pasuk? I mean a mishnah like mishnah meklal. So on the second kasha we answered the pnei Yeshua says that tells that is mishnah and the mishnah because the mishnah says shomin beisa ba'isa sod. How does the ba'isa sod come in? So it's telling us there's a shume of ba'isa sod. Now the kasha is. But when the pasuk do you see these two shumas? So the Maram Shif wants to say that it's very interesting. We hear the Gemara before. The Gemara says, "How do you know that Yeshomim Agav Sode?" So the Gemara says, "It says Ubiyo Bisteyacher." So the Gemara has two mahalchim how to explain this drosha. It should have said, Bia b'stei chaveiroi, what is say b'stei acher, shomim agav soda acher. It should have said, that's one mahalach. Then the Gemara says, it should have said, Bia b'stei acher. It says, b'stei acher, So you'll see, you learn Shaman Agav Sode. So the Maram Shif says, so Bemison, there's two drushes over here. It says, stay acher, v'loy stay chaveroi. And then it says, bistay acher. These are two drushes. So, Dachsme Pshat is as follows. Pshat is, if we say, ubir stay acher. So, ubir means the hezek that was done, yosham, not what the hezek was, stay, yosham with a different sadeh. Ubir is a different sadeh. So that means, yosham agav sadeh acher, which means Yerusham, how much the base saw was worth with the aruga, without the aruga. So that's ubiya agav stay acher. That's the first rosh. Now it says bis day acher. The base is also miyuta. The agav stay acher I could learn without the base. And the stay acher is bis day acher. That means the sada acher is a shume with other sodas. In order to get the correct shume for a beiso, you cheshben according to bis day acher. That means you cheshben how much a soda of 60 so is worth, and then you figure out the shavyas of how much the sada acher is worth. So the Ram Shiv wants to say these two droshes are marumas in the posikos. Fine. Void kosher. No, 1 second. Void telamanda oma vigmore kelach b'shishim klochim. That's chaski eklaime b'shishim shiurim kamoisoi. Amay noka pimas nisen beiso. Why does it say beiso? You're not shom agav beiso. So here the Maram Shiv says, according to Cheskia, beiso means it ate a saw. This is giving a marshal for the ate a saw. Shom in beiso that it ate, but he saw that 60 times as much. Then Takip Shad is it's not beiso, it's not an area of a beiso, it's written by the ate a saw. Fine. Void kosher, the porich bigmore akulu ameroi, meho de sanya och le kav oi kabayim, roin oisa ikilu aruge ktano, u misharin oisa, you misharin raises how much the aruge was worth with the tfuwe, without the tfuwe. My love bifnei atzmo. So it means you shut up how much the aruga was worth, not agav beiso, not agav shishim. It's you figure out how much the aruga was worth, the karka with the tefuah and without the tefuah. So it's a kasha on all of them. Suktoisves tikshelei amas nisin, diktoni shemisharin oiso bebeiso. So. Why are you asking from this paraisa on them? Ask on the Mishnah. Ask on the Mishnah. So, I mean, the way we mentioned before for the Maram Shif, that according to Ches, this was an Ochis, but according to Ches, your Beiso means, forget this will be very good, Shomin Beiso, Beiso, so the Kama Yisiofa, Kama Yisiofa, Beiso means you don't shut up the Tvue, he shuts up how much the beiso is worth. I mean, that's he can learn, just like he learns pshat the barais, he can learn pshat the mishnah. So that's it, but he asked on them, they learn a different pshat in the mishnah. So l'chei, that also wouldn't be too gefährlich. V'nir l'forish. The shomin beiso diktoni, so Taisa is a whole different pshat. Tahainu beiso hanechel, a saw that was nechel. Shomin ba'oisei sodeh. We're not speaking about the way Rashi said in Rabbi Anai and Rabbi Yosi Babchanina, Yeshomim and Aruga Agav Beiso. No, we're talking about Asor was Nechel. Shomin Boisa, the saw that was Nechel, Shomin Boisa Soda. Kedikton Yisefa Bemilsa the Rab Shimon Imso, so Imso, Saim, so Saim. So in Rab Shimon, it means that he ate Asor. Shomin Beiso means, in the according to the Tanakam, he also ate Asor. Well, if it's a memele, so your shom, Yerusham, a sod that was eaten, ba'isa sod. How much the sod was worth with the sod, without the sod. Ulefi shalai perish mishnaseinu bekama shamin oisa. Elo sheba oisa sod shamin oisa. So that's what Rabbeinu Peretz says. That's it, you can't be. You can't cheshbon each sode, each sode, you cheshbon with the sode. If a person had a sode, a tremendous field, so pay nothing. If he has a smaller field, he'll pay a lot more. That is not mistava. So memele, so this alkochoch, there's a standard shume. Lefish lepesh mishnaseinu bekama shomin oisa, el shabaisa sode shomin oisa, meforish bigmore, heche shamina. O meforish rabbi yoisi bachnine, so beshishim soin. There is a ratio. The hezek is how much shishim so will be worth.
Meforish bigmore, heche shamina. O meforish rabbi yoisi bachnine, so beshishim soin. He's talking about the Eira saw, and the Eisa saw that, what kind of a shia do you have in a soda? Saw b'shishim shoin, bein ochla pochles, bein ochla yoisa, lo oilam shomin saw b'shishim. U'mishalom lefi cheshbon, that means we have here a ratio of a saw b'shishim, and then whatever that is, so we figure out an amount, how much a chasorin of saw b'shishim is. If it ate a half a saw, so we'll divide it in half that amount. If it ate two saw, we'll multiply it by two. Cheskia oimer, kelach b'shishim klochim, kloima, not that there's a standard amount of saw b'shishim and we cheshbin accordingly. Cheskia said each hezek has its own share of shishim, not you cheshbin with saw b'shishim. Kelach b'shishim klochim. Kloima, lo'ilom, masha ochlo, b'shishim shurim, kemoisom. That's cheskia. Rabbiane oimer, tarkav, b'shishim tarkav. Rabbiane says, yuchashbin, aso and shloishim. Ubein ochlo pochais ayoisa. And then again, we have this ratio of aso b'shloishim. Mishalom afi cheshbet. Bule Rabbi Yanai mashbiach yoisa mazik mul Rabbi Yoisi bachanin. That means if you cheshbet aso b'shloishim soim, so the mazik is going to gain. The karachas tarkev einen nikeres b'shloishim soim, the moi karachas so b'samach soim. That means, so if you're cheshbening with a small karachas, a karachas of a certain lamed, karachas tarkev, Rabbi the karachas tarkev einen nikeres b'shloishim soim, tarkev einen nikeres b'shloishim soim, k'moy karachas so, nice tarkev is three kabin in shloishim soim. Like a karachas so, so according to those of my says, it's a half of a so in 30 so. Like a karachas so b'samach soim. To the Omar Rav Poppe, the inshomin kul b'samach kulin. Mibnei shepoige mazik. Because by a kul, the karachas is nika. Ba'af al gav diktoni b'masnisin b'iso b'oise sode. Rabbiane leire shiura nektinin shemisharim b'klal al b'tarkav mishari. So Taisu says, according to Rabbiane, shomin b'iso means it ate a b'iso, b'oise sode, and your cheshbin, how much the sode was nifchas. But the shir is not is the shir is a tarkav b'shishim tarkav? That's the shir. It's just telling us v'deira saw yuchashbin ba'isa soda, but the exact ratio is a tarkav b'shloishim b'shishim tarkav. the nira l'rik. So now the ri says the nira l'rik. V'chimesh arinen lemar betarkev ulemar beso. Lav bebeis so zera koma. The way we learned on according to Rashi. Dahavi nun al nun. We're speaking about how much the Beim ate. The Beim achasairi. Mosai och lekoze. Elo, that what it says, beiso means beso peiris koma. The misharin in kidiktoni, imso so, just like later, Rab Shimon says imso so. Ve'en litmoya al loshen beiso. Tiktoni b'masnisin, really the terminology of beiso would really mean a shetach ab nun al nun, that you zereya asoz roim there. The kivin shapeiris mechoborim lekarke shech shapa likreis leso peiris hanechal beiso. It's called a beiso, even though we're really speaking about a so of peiris. V'ho depor b'gmora b'raise hai v'loi beis kur v'loi kur mi boile. So Tosfos had a problem. The Mishnah is also the same thing. Beis kur doesn't mean an area that you can be zereya a kur of zroim. It means a kur that was nechal. Haina mishum de bereishik tar nikab u'beseif a beis kur. So that is why the Gemara is the kasha. Umiyu ihave mefashina. So that's what Tosfos says. Pshat, so beis kur is, beis so is lav, davke means a so of tfur. Ihave mefashina de bebeis so zera koma. If we wouldn't say like this, we would say the word beis so means an area that you can be zereya a so of zroim. So that means the bari made up a tremendous amount of tfur. Kegoy nun al nun, avenichet tvei, then it would be better. So then the loshen is better. Avavav the Gemara nokit lekulu beloy base. Even though when the Gemara speaks about it, doesn't mention base, because the comma so talke kav leku and lahakpid. The lefomim koyin ami lebeis ku zera ku stam. Taisus says, in Digdik, if we would say that base kur really means an area that is a kur of zroim, then it would be very medugdik, because even though our Gemara uses the word kur also, the word kur is interchangeable for a base kur, and both of them mean a mokim shezoirin by kur shel zroim. I'd like to correct myself. I think in the beginning of this year I did not translate properly that what Rabbi Yannai said, tarkav b'shishim tarkabim, it means a half a saw in 30 saw.